The land is dry and the wind blows hard in Sac County, Iowa. And for Darwin Bateen, it's a good day to be inside selling insurance. He also farms 500 acres of corn and soybeans here in western Iowa.
It seemed like just about the day I took this job selling insurance, the farm turned around and got good also, and so it's the way it's been.
Bateen was born and raised here in Sac County, and while this year's crop is planted, he feels some anxiety because of what happened last year.
And the neighbor's corn was standing up and mine was kind of leaning over. I just jokingly told my wife, I says, well, if we wouldn't have this new fancy corn, I'd say that looks like rootworm damage.
After a closer look, it was rootworm damage. The fancy corn, as Bateen puts it, is BT corn, a seed which is engineered to express a trait that is supposed to kill the rootworm when it eats at the plant's roots. Bateen gets his seed from his local dealer and says while they refund him the fees for inserting the trait into the seed, they don't pay off the money he loses from the rootworm damage.
80 acres equals $100,000, but, you know, then they refund their $13,000 worth of tech fees and walk away from the other $96,000.
Still, Bateen is planting BT corn on corn again this year, and while he and other farmers are concerned about their yields and profits, researchers who study corn rootworm are honed in on the long-term effects. That's because the rootworm resistance has been showing up in parts of Iowa, Nebraska, Illinois, and Minnesota. In March, 22 scientists wrote a letter to the Environmental Protection Agency with a sense of urgency. They called for big changes in the way biotech companies and seed dealers battle the bug.
There was concern about what this resistance might mean for other commercialized BT products.
That's Iowa State's Aaron Gassman, one of the scientists who signed the letter. At his lab on Iowa State's campus, Gassman opens a door to a temperature-controlled greenhouse lab. Inside are a series of lamps suspended above silver funnels. This is one of the final steps of the research he does on corn rootworm.
We take the soil, the roots, and the larvae and put them into these containers.
Basically, this is where they'll find out the level of rootworm survival. They're running tests on a variety of seeds from different companies. But ag giant Monsanto's seed is the one that's shown the resistance, partly, Gassman says, because it's been on the market the longest. In 2003, it was the first BT seed on the market. Since then, these seeds have become such an intricate part of corn farming that it's hard to find seeds that don't have some kind of BT technology.
People need to be more careful about how these products are used, and they need to be used in a more integrated way, in other words, with a variety of tactics, and farmers shouldn't just be relying on this same tactic year after year to control their pests.
Options. That's what the scientists say farmers need from tech companies, so don't insert the trait in all of the products. But Luke Samuel, a product development manager at Monsanto, says farmers do have choices.
As we look at, you know, our product lineup, we feel very good about growers having the choice to really fit the best product on their acres.
Samuel and Gassman at Iowa State both agree that rotating corn to soybeans is probably the best solution to a rootworm infestation. Rootworms can't survive on soybeans. But planting less corn, that can be a tough sell. 5 miles west of Darwin Bateen's farm in Sac County, Russ Pickenkey farms 2,000 acres and has for more than 20 years. And he hasn't seen the rootworm problem on any of his acres. But Pickenkey is considering adding granule insecticide, an older method of insect control, to his cornfields next year, in addition to using the BT corn, just for a sense of insurance.
You make more money on corn the last 3 years, you know. It's kind of a no-brainer to do corn on corn. And the market seems to want more corn, you know. China's growing, you know, and they can't seem to produce enough corn to keep their, you know, their supply happy.
So no matter the warnings from the scientists, farmers are thinking just as much about the market as the bug. I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.